Hi, this is David Tessar, and we are here at MMS 2013 on Channel 9, and I am joined by Charles Joy. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So you have a couple sessions here at MMS. What are those about?
I do. I have one about orchestrating Azure and one about orchestrating Hyper-V Replica. And we did a fundamentals of building clouds yesterday. So
okay.
Three sessions.
It's keeping busy here.
Yes.
Pounding out the content, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, clouds is a particularly fun topic that has got a lot of attention. You know, Brad in the keynote talking about CloudOS and how you can have our vision of no matter if you're on-premise or in the public cloud or in a service provider, we kind of got one view and one story.
Right.
And that's great, but I'm hoping you can show me a little of the guts to it, right?
Sure.
Of how to make it happen.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I actually have an upcoming blog post for, it's called Orchestrating the Cloud. I haven't released it yet, but it'll be later this week.
So like the whole internet, you just
The whole internet, you just
orchestrate all that?
Yes.
Wow.
And all the data centers.
Okay. Wow.
And service providers
too.
That's probably
a long blog post.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it takes me a while.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe on a smaller scale.
Right.
What are some of the things that I guess you've got some demos that
we could start one of the demos, and this will be the I'm going to provision a user, which will happily be me, and I'll get access to all three types of clouds. And this is something that our field sales has available to them right now, and they could demo for any customer. So that's
okay.
kind of a neat client. So it's also been showcased on our blog as well. So,
okay, yeah, we'll show you what we got here.
A lot of this stuff has been seen. This is a service manager web portal, and I'm going through the process to fill out a form to request access to the clouds.
To a cloud, okay.
Yeah.
So service manager on the front end here saying, hey, I want some cloud resources.
Right.
All right?
Yep. And we have videos and a blog post about how to build all this as well.
And all day we have tomorrow a System Center Service Manager course on how to do this kind of stuff. And then the next day on Transforming the Data Center. So ties right in with all this.
Cool.
Okay. So Channel 9 demo and me, right? That's okay.
You or?
Or you out there. Yes, that's right. All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit next.
Okay.
Hit submit. And now we wait a couple seconds, and I bet I don't have link running, but I would get a link notification when it was ready. So let me see if I could open link in time. Not from that machine, though. So that's all right.
Okay, so we just submitted the request,
right.
And it went into where? Into Service Manager?
So it's in Service Manager right now,
okay.
And it's going to kick off an Orchestrator runbook
okay.
via the connection between Orchestrator and Service Manager,
okay.
And then Orchestrator will kick off and do all the work.
Okay.
And one of those pieces is to notify me via email and via link to say, hey, here are your clouds, or you have access to your clouds right
excellent.
Now.
So maybe you can show me the back end to what got kicked off in Orchestrator for that request, yeah?
I will.
Okay.
So we're connecting to that environment right now.
Okay.
Sorry about
the
wait.
No worries. So that Service Manager, you've set up a specific task to fire off into Orchestrator. Orchestrator's got a list of series of things that it's going to do based on that.
Yep.
Yeah. And is that including the email and the link?
I'll bring up the runbook here in a second. Actually, we thought about doing this demo right before this, so I apologize for not being 100% ready for it.
That's all
but
good.
Here's the provisioning runbook that should be running, and it is running. See the green arrow there?
Okay.
And it is currently on step.
So
resolution's killing me here, but
so that's okay.
So it's done all these things. It's actually already tried to send the link, but I was signed out, so it can't send me something.
So you just to kind of take a step back, in case somebody hears runbook, I mean, for the newbie guy, runbook, right? I mean, can you explain what that is?
So runbook is a series of activities that once you have a process, you just create the individual activities that will bring that process together and execute whatever you want to do. And this happens to provision a whole bunch of stuff provision a user to a whole bunch of stuff. So it looks like it finished.
Okay, and then you noticed it finished. How did you? Where were you looking to see that it all finished?
Well, I noticed that the little green arrow went away here, and then I know there's a finished log here. So I've been in it long enough that
I
know it's
finished. And then if something goes wrong in there, right, wasn't there icons that light up if something goes off?
Yeah, so you could see the red paths. If it didn't go down, if it didn't perform like I expected, it would go down the red path, and it would get an email saying, hey, this screwed up or whatever. So, but most of the time, this is running. This is a production service, actually, so it runs most of the time.
Yeah.
You can see all those nice green checkboxes. We've even updated the service manager request with all this information, and we're good to go. So if I actually go and access, if I open App Controller, let's say, because that's really where you could see everything. You could see the private cloud, the public cloud, and the hosted cloud.
Uh-huh.
We'll see what I have access to. So that's probably the most impressive part of this demonstration.
So the service request sent fired off something in Orchestrator, which then gave you resources that are going to be now visible in App Controller.
Yes.
Okay. So really showing how those three components work together.
Exactly. So you could see that because I'm an administrator, I can also log in as the administrator group. But I was provisioned user 001 in App Controller and user 001 in Virtual Machine Manager. So what that does when I log in is I could have access now to one private cloud, one Azure subscription, and in a second, I will have access to the hosted cloud. So right now, if I wanted to, I could deploy services and VMs to the private cloud, services or VMs to the public cloud, and then services or VMs to the hosted cloud.
Okay.
And that was all that happened
via
with this service manager initiated runbook in Orchestrator.
Okay, very cool. So and that obviously could be customized any kind of way.
Exactly.
But I mean, you could do just one of those three areas.
Yeah, we wanted to showcase everything.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, that makes sense. So
and we're going to be making the knowledge on how to make this happen available on our blog in the coming weeks. So like I said, my blog post coming up will be about this stuff.
Okay.
The video demonstration.
And you'll share out maybe the runbooks perhaps for folks to take a look at.
Some of the PowerShell and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
Because essentially,
cool.
PowerShell orchestrated via Orchestrator.
Yeah. Lots of orchestration going on
there.
Yes,
exactly.
Most definitely.
So,
So that really shows how all three of those work. It's wild because it's almost access to all clouds in one location.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
And we like to show it because in App Control you can see all three, and then because of the process we built behind it, you're actually provisioned access to all three. So it's a nice show and tell.
Yeah, and then you have limits, I'm sure, set on all of those to a certain extent.
So there's scope set on all of them and quotas and stuff like that.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, so that's the all three scenarios.
Right.
I mean, what else do you? What other tricks do you have up your sleeve?
Right.
I'm guessing as an orchestrator guy, you've got some other ones, right?
So just to finish off on this, since I provision this, as a demo person, I get access to all of these things for an hour, and anything that I create gets destroyed after that hour via another runbook. So I go look all the VMs, all the servers, because we don't want to just take up capacity for no reason.
Right.
So I have another runbook that goes and deprovisions everything. I won't get into that, but I just wanted to show you tell you that in an hour or whenever I say it's complete, it'll tear down everything, and then we start over from scratch.
Well, that's part of the new way of thinking, I think, for IT folks, is use what you want for that moment and then get rid of it when you're done with it.
Exactly.
So, yep.
So just to show real briefly, this is the runbook to tear down everything. This one runbook runbooks will tear everything back down to a normal state, and we can go from there.
But that'll include even Windows Azure as well. Cleaning up Windows Azure.
Yeah.
In
fact, that's all right here. Remove all Azure services right there.
Okay.
It's
using the Azure PowerShell commandlets.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. So and same thing for the hosted stuff. Just in VMM, just tearing that stuff out and the public stuff. So,
yeah, very cool.
So, but you asked me about other things.
That's right.
I do have a demo that I will be also doing in a session, but I thought we would go back to that. Let me find where I was. Oh, it's over here. So many orchestrator windows.
Yes.
I have so many,
When you're orchestrating like you are, you get lost in all of the orchestration sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So earlier today, I uploaded VHD to Azure via PowerShell orchestrated by Orchestrator.
All right.
Follow all that?
All right. Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
So it's called TED Uploaded 001. Okay. So it's in my disks. I can use it. It's not, currently not attached to anything. You can see that?
You just uploaded the VHD file. You didn't do anything with the VHD.
Right.
You
so
just said, okay.
I used the script that I have here, and I'm not, obviously we won't go a deep dive into that, but it's a PowerShell script available. And I used a lot of variables and stuff, and
creating a cloud service, or not a cloud service, but just connecting to the storage account and then moving this from the storage account up there.
Right.
Probably using like add VHD from the PowerShell.
Yep.
Hey.
Add Azure VHD.
Hey, I've worked with that one before.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
So, and that came from on-prem. And I wanted to show you quickly that in Hyper-V, that VHD was a copy of an existing VHD that I had in my environment.
Okay.
So, very quickly, it's a copy of this SPF test 01, and if I open that up, I just want to show you before and after.
Right, sure.
So, see that failover log?
Yep.
That text? Now, this is up to date because I've run tests, but you can see that file exists and it has a whole bunch of log information, right?
Right, right.
We're going to see that once we're in the cloud, the VM's in the cloud, you'll see that file because this was an older copy of that. So,
okay.
That was my first proof point. But let's kick this off. Because it takes a couple minutes. What I'm going to do, I'm going to initiate this, and then it's kicking this off. And this is my demo example. It's not very robust. It's just I wanted to get something done quickly to show. But these runbook objects are very powerful. So I've initiated this runbook passing in some parameters. Some parameters you're probably used or you've seen before. Source disk, source disk name, deployment name, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I have an existing deployment that I'm attaching or deploying a VM to based on the VHD that I've uploaded previously. Now, I would have run this whole thing all at once, but it would have taken over an hour
because to copy
and then deploy.
20 gigs on a conference Wi-Fi is probably not a good idea.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but the VHD is already there. I have a separate step. You can see this is sort of my demo runbook. This one does both. It moves it and adds it. This one just moves it, which I ran earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And this one will add it. And then add a VM or add an endpoint so we can then log into it.
Okay.
So it's currently running that.
And from within the runbook, right? You can have I'm guessing logical checks for each of these steps of if this go there,
if not
go there. And that's kind of what the multiple paths are showing there. Right?
Exactly. Yep. In fact, the links are objects; they just look like lines. So what I'm doing here, if I open up a link, it's a filter based on information that's coming previously. So what's the demo type? If it's demo type is just upload it, it'll go down that path. If it's just deploy it, which that's the path that went down, it'll just deploy it.
Makes
if it's full, go the whole go that route. So I just built that in so I can easily demonstrate it.
Makes
at given any given point in time.
Yeah.
In your deployment of this, you would just usually have it, I'm going to upload it and then deploy it. But you don't have to because you could just upload a whole bunch of VHDs and they could be a library.
Right.
And then you could deploy them at any time as needed.
One of the things that I saw in there, you had VMware, right? Can we do orchestration with like third-party
Absolutely. So there's third-party IPs that we can interact with. So Orchestrator is about orchestrating multiple things. In fact, the more third-party stuff you have, the more opportunity you have to, interact with a hybrid data center. So if it's just all system center, that's not as exciting as some system center, some VMware, some Citrix, some whatever. If it has some sort of API, Orchestrator can connect to it, and then it could integrate to it, then it can orchestrate it, and then it could automate it.